By a show of hands, who would be for this project?
When Delaware County Councilmember Chris Matchett asked, only one hand went up. It belonged to the man in the back of the standing room only crowd wearing a Support Mounds Lake t-shirt. His name is Alex Byers, and he runs the social media sites for the Mounds Lake Reservoir Project.
It would bring about promise. It would improve the quality of life.
Mounds Lake Reservoir is imagined to be a 2,100-acre lake snaking through Madison and Delaware counties. Anderson's Corporation for Economic Development says for the cost of $400 million, the reservoir would give the region an ample water supply and create economic development through jobs and recreation opportunities. But all of those points were questioned by those who spoke at Monday night's meeting.
The main potential water supply purchaser in Indianapolis, which is Citizens Energy that owns it, says they have local sources are adequate for the next 35 years by improvement.
And they say that this is going to create jobs. I would like to know, within 50, how many jobs is going to create? What is the average pay? If you know that it's going to create jobs, you should know what kind of jobs, how much.
This year with Canoe Country, this is our 30th year of bringing people to Delaware County. This would shut us down. People do not paddle on reservoirs because it's too hard. There's no current.
That's Tom Homan, Michael Thompson, and Rob Meixel. Byers chose not to speak formally at the meeting, saying he's a Madison County resident and it wasn't appropriate. That meant all 47 people who took to the microphone in the three-hour meeting said they were opposed to the project. And according to the Reverend Charles Mason, that means everyone.
And I want you to know that I think it's a bad idea, and so does God.
Byers says the meeting was disappointing, but he thinks things look different in Madison County.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when we move into Madison County, if it's the exact opposite. I see a lot of support, but actually getting people to come out and show that support, as with anything, you know, it's difficult.
The council did not take a formal vote on commission participation, but at the end of the meeting, County Commissioner Sherry Riggin and County Council members Scott Alexander and Ron Quakenbush all told the audience that they would vote no when that vote is scheduled. But a new commission agreement proposed by the Corporation for Economic Development might make Delaware County's vote useless. Here's Bea Souza with Muncie's chapter of League of Women Voters.
But we're concerned about what has happened in the last week when the Anderson Corporation for Economic Development changed the game.
Previously, all governing bodies in the area the reservoir would cover would have to vote yes to form a commission and continue the project. An updated agreement now says county governments may join the commission if and when they wish, no longer requiring Delaware County's participation as mandatory. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.